For the first time in two decades, both the URI and PC teams are on the cusp of competing in the NCAA's March Madness in the same year. More strikingly, both schools are celebrating birthdays this year. PC's a century old. URI is celebrating 125 years as the state's flagship university. Both schools have blossomed from humble beginnings into grand New England institutions of higher education. And yes, basketball has played a role in vaulting both schools onto the national stage. The schools have different missions, yet both have contributed much to our state and remain woven into the fabric of Rhode Island culture, education, business, and politics. PC was founded in 1917 to provide Roman Catholic education for young men. It was an outgrowth of the burst of European immigration that brought Roman Catholics to our state in large numbers. Between 1904 and 1921, the number of Catholic parishes in the state expanded from 51 to 94. By 1921, there were more than 20,000 children in Catholic schools. Rhode Island's Catholics became concerned about how their children were being educated. Some even believed that the Providence School Department was a branch of Brown University, founded by Protestants, which had an agreement to provide teacher training. A Baptist machine was the way the Catholic diocese newspaper, The Pilot, described Brown. Bishop Matthew Harkins secured state approval from the General Assembly for establishing PC. In those days, the small Dominican college was largely a commuter school, educating the sons and later the daughters of Catholic immigrants. Over the years, PC has adhered to its founding principles, providing a strong liberal arts education. The current president is Reverend Brian Shanley, a Rhode Island native and PC grad. He argues that a strong liberal arts focus is more necessary than ever. He wrote, "It's through the study of such disciplines as history, literature, philosophy, and theology that students learn how to think critically, communicate clearly, and judge ethically." Basketball had a role in putting PC on the map. In the famous words of a former president, the Reverend Robert Slavin, who said, quote, 700 years of Dominican scholarship, and nobody ever heard of us until we put five kids on the floor at Madison Square Garden. Slavin was referring to the National Invitational Tournament, which was once the equivalent of today's NCAA postseason confab. Basketball, too, played a part in URI's development. URI coach Frank Keeney invented the modern game with his high-scoring, fast-break offense that pumped speed into basketball and excited fans at the school then known as Rhode Island State. URI began in 1892 in a single house on 140 acres of remote South County farmland. It was devoted to teaching agriculture. The idea was to provide a top-notch education to Rhode Islanders regardless of income. That vision still propels URI. President David Dooley says the school is a, quote, public university dedicated to educating all of the people and intended to be affordable to all of the people. That's why we exist, and that's what we celebrate, unquote. The university grew to encompass strong undergraduate and graduate programs that now enroll about 18,000 students with a budget of nearly $500 million. The school evolved from its Sylvan campus in Kingston to include a satellite in the old Shepherd's Building in downtown Providence. It will soon open a nursing campus in Providence's Jewelry District. Today, URI attracts Rhode Islanders as well as young scholars from across the nation and the world. Young scholars from outside the Ocean State now make up about half of the undergrads, and there are 500 foreign students. URI pumps millions into the economy of South County and is a fulcrum for educating the state's 21st century workforce. PC and URI have long been basketball rivals. The annual game between the teams always fills the Dunkin' Donuts Center in Providence or the Ryan Center at URI. But former Governor Lincoln Almond, a big hoop fan and the only URI grad to win the state governorship, put it best. In 1990s, he told the then PC president, Reverend Philip Smith, quote, I'm a big PC fan every day of the year except one. That's when URI plays PC. Let's root for the Friars and the Rams in the postseason, and let's do more, support the missions of these different pillars of higher education in Rhode Island.